Amen, amen. Father, we thank you for another day. Blessed be your name. As we go into your word today and dissect your word, we pray that the word will come and give us life. Amen. Amen. Let it pierce through us like your precious light, bringing forth life to each and every one of us here. To you be all the glory. Amen. Okay. Today I'm going to share about the restoration work that God is doing here on the earth right now. It's a restoration work actually that God wants to do to bring each and every one of us back to the beginning. Amen?
Amen.
Back to the beginning. That's what God is doing. He's taking us, each and every one of us, back to the beginning. Hallelujah. How does the Bible start off in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1? The Bible says that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen?
Amen.
Then verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord moved over the face of the water. Verse 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from darkness. And God called the light day, and darkness he called night. Amen?
Amen.
And the evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what is God talking about here? I wonder if you look carefully with the binoculars of the Spirit, you observe that Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 actually is talking about the perfect creation of God. Amen?
Amen.
Because can God make mistake?
No.
Does God create darkness?
No.
God does not create darkness. In him is light. Yeah, and there is no darkness in him at all. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that was when God said, when the Bible says God created heaven and earth, that was the beginning. Amen?
Amen.
We're talking of a perfect world. That is God's kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Then you get now to verse 2 of chapter 1 in Genesis, you now see another thing taking place. We see that the earth is what? The Bible says that the earth was without what? Form and void. And it was void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. Amen? I want us to realize that these are two different worlds we are seeing here. Amen? That verse 1 that you saw, where God says he created the heaven and earth, that is in the beginning. In the beginning is not something that we can measure with time. Get a point? Because God's beginning is not that kind of beginning that we measure with time and space like we have in this world today. You know, a man can say a beginning. When you say beginning, you can calculate it back to some particular time. But in God, the beginning is just eternity. Because God has no beginning. Or does God have a beginning? No, God does not have a beginning. It's hard for people to comprehend this. Because in our fallen state, or rather in the carnal mind, man cannot imagine that something does not have a beginning. Because everything we see in this physical world has beginning. But God does not have a beginning. So when you say in the beginning, you're only just saying that in God. Amen?
Amen.
In God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that creation of God has always been. Get a point? It is just the realm where God lives. It's the realm where God abides. Amen? And that realm is. It's a realm that it is. Amen? That realm does not know good or bad. It does not know sickness or poverty, riches, and no. The realm is just it. That's all. Amen? Everything good, nothing, no contrary, no seconds, no, you know, what they call it. You know what I mean? Opposite in that place. Everything perfect. And what happens? What happens here? Suddenly we see another creation where there was darkness. Where did that one, that other creation come from? Amen? Let us understand that the book of Genesis is a spiritual book. The people that wrote the book of Genesis obviously got it by the inspiration of the Spirit of God, but they did not know what they were writing. Amen? Hallelujah. When God creates, it's not, God does not need 7 physical days, 24-hour days, you know, then he goes to rest at night, then he wakes up in the morning, then goes to go and do work again. No. Amen. Hallelujah. That is the imagination of a man. Our imagination that maybe God created this thing today, that tomorrow he created that, and tomorrow. All these are spiritual accounts. Amen. All we are seeing in Genesis chapter 1 is what? They are spiritual accounts of the creation of God. Amen. So, the gap, you see, the gap between that beginning in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 1 and, you know, the darkness that we see in verse 2, it could be 1 billion years. It could be 1 million years. Amen. It could be infinity. You cannot measure that difference. You know, the man, the person who wrote this, he only got the inspiration from God. He got the inspiration from God and he wrote these things as he received them. Amen. But we, by the Spirit of God, are able to decode what God is saying here. Hallelujah. The earth was without form and void. It was in a chaotic state of darkness. Why? Because the people had slipped away from what? From God's kingdom. These are the people who have fallen away from the light of God's kingdom into the kingdom of darkness. Amen. The other day we were talking about Lucifer, the angel of light, the morning star. Lucifer is the angel of light, the morning star. He was once upon a time upon the heights of God, but he fell. Amen. This pattern of falling, you see it all over the Bible. In the days of Noah, the Bible says the sons of God looked down from the heavens, you know, and they did what? They loved the daughters of men. And they did what? The sons of God joined themselves to the daughters of men. And that was the cause of the wickedness in the time of Noah. That was the cause of the darkness in the time of Noah. Hallelujah. It was that unholy union. So in actual fact, what produces darkness is when the sons of God leave their position in God. Hallelujah. That is what produces darkness in our lives. Any darkness that you see in our lives is just because we have left our original state in God. Hallelujah. And that is why God now says, let there be light. Hallelujah. Let there be light to renew, to recreate these people, to bring them back to their place in God. Hallelujah. That light shines forth. Amen. And John testified in the book of John chapter 1. He says that in the beginning was a word. Amen. That word was in that beginning. That word was in that heaven and, you know, in that creation, that beginning that was in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah. When you say the word was in the beginning, the word was in God. Hallelujah. Because God is in the beginning. That word was in the bosom of God, was in the heart of God. Amen. And that word, you know, was God. And the word was God. And verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. Amen? Amen. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This is John the Baptist. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men should believe through him might believe. Verse 8, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into this world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But listen to this word. But as many as have received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. And let's stop there. Do you hear what he's saying here? He's saying that same light that shone in the beginning. Amen. That same light is shining now. Hallelujah. So you can see that light that was shining in the beginning is only, these are prophetic things. Amen. It doesn't mean there was a physical light shining from one part of the world somewhere into one dark sea somewhere. No. This is the mind of God, the thought of God. It's the redemption work of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the mind of God. And hallelujah. And that light became flesh. people were able to behold that light to manifest it through the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That is the same light that lighted everybody that has fallen into the darkness of this world. He says the light that lighted every man that cometh into this world. Amen. Hallelujah. But we have lost that light. We all lost that light in our descent into this world. Mark it, this world is different from the God's world. This world is actually the realm separate from God. This is the world that is actually darkness. Amen. That's why Jesus Christ says what he has come to do, what? To take us. Amen. Gather us unto himself. Amen. To keep us from this world. Amen. You hear scriptures like, he that overcometh. Overcometh what? Overcometh this world. The darkness of this world shall become my son. Amen? Amen. So the light is shining. Hallelujah. It comes forth like revelation. It comes forth like understanding to restore us back to our original state as sons of God. Amen. And the Bible says here that those that believe, those that can perceive this light and receive this light, shall what? He gives them power to become what? Sons of God. It's a very powerful statement there. Sons of God. Not just ordinary beings, amen. Not just ordinary flesh and blood beings. We're talking of sons of the living God. Hallelujah. So that when you walk upon the face of this earth, what people are beholding, what? The sons of God. Hallelujah. Because what all you just have to do is to receive this light, to receive this revelation, this testimony, hallelujah. Those people that receive this revelation, this testimony, and the Bible said, forsake all, forsake the darkness of this world, forsake the that self-acquired image in this earthly visible carnal realm. And take a hold on the light. Receive the revelation knowledge. Those people we are sent back to their place of authority in God. Hallelujah. Isn't it a promise in the book of Revelation? Amen. To the church of the Laodiceans, that the Bible says that God says it clearly. Him that overcomes, he shall grant them to sit on what? On the throne. On the throne of God. We shall sit on the throne of God with God. Amen. Amen. Now we're not talking of when you die. It's not when you leave this world physically and you go to another place somewhere in heaven, like people that like they taught us in religion. That you now sit on the physical throne with God by your side. Maybe the throne will be very, very big throne, and millions of people will sit on the throne. And all like, no. Amen. It's a realm of power, of all power and of all authority. Jesus Christ says what? All power in heaven and earth is given over to you. But the problem is that a lot of us have not yet realized this thing yet. Amen. That is why the Lord is calling us to fellowship. Amen. Because God wants to restore us back to that revelation. You see, you have to first of all get a revelation of who you are. Get an understanding of who you are. In the book of, of Matthew chapter 24, when God says that, talks about Jesus Christ giving, he gave hints on the end time. That's the end of the world. Amen. Jesus Christ says what? Once you see the abomination that causes desolation, you should do what? When you see that abomination that causes desolation, stand in the holy place, the Bible writes, let the reader understand. Let the reader understand. Because not everybody can read that thing and what? And understand. Amen? He says, let the reader understand. When you see that abomination that causes desolation, standing in the holy place, flee to the high mountains. And don't look back. Don't come back. Amen? Amen. Fly, run back to the high mountains. Amen. On the high mountains, you have God's kingdom. Amen. Amen. What Jesus Christ was saying is that once you have a revelation, amen, amen, of that evil thing standing in the temple of God, that thing that has caused the sacrifice to God to cease. Once you get the revelation, you should do what? Flee to the high mountain. Ascend. And who is that? What is that thing that has caused this abomination? What is that evil thing standing in the holy place? Where is the holy place of God? Do you know that you are the temples of the living God? Oh, do you think that you are ordinary human beings? Do you think you are ordinary flesh and blood beings? Do you think you are just one man born in Ghana some years ago? ordinary, you know, somebody just like that? Do you know that we are the temples of the living God? Even though the flesh body and, you know, the traditions of men and the concepts of men has blinded our eyes all these years, do you know that you are the temple of God? That in actual fact, you are the dwelling place of God? But all these years, a false image, a beastly image, or a beastly creature has taken over this temple. Amen? So that this temple has not been used for the proper purpose it is used for. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This temple has been used for idol what? Idol worship. Amen? Idol worship, whereby men focus their minds on this earthly material world. Amen? Amen. And men have now become, have now, you know, worshipped the creature rather than the creator. Men have now begun to worship elements of this world. And as a result, have become in bondage to these things. Amen? Amen. Why is there war? Why is there wickedness? Why is there jealousy? Why is there anger? It's because the hearts of men are set on what? On gaining this earthly world. Amen? Amen. So that's what conflict. That's what they call conflict. Conflict, you know? You know what I mean? Conflict of interest. Do you have a point? And everybody stands as a god in his own house, in his own, you know, and everybody wants to worship the other, you bow to them, and there's confusion, commotion everywhere. Hallelujah. People are struggling for the scarce resources of this limited realm. Amen. But people forget that, like in the book of Proverbs, the Bible says that riches, they grow wings, and they what? They fly away. Hallelujah. What shall it profit a man if you gain this world and lose your soul? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. These riches, they do what? They get wings and they what? They fly away. Amen. Why don't you hold on to the name of the Lord? And the Bible says, he naked rich. Amen? Amen. And he added no sorrow. Hallelujah. You shall not have the sorrows of this world that, you know, goes to acquire riches with an evil eye. Amen. So once you have the revelation of that beast, amen, that carnal nature, hallelujah. Because you know when Adam fell in the garden, Adam actually fell from the heights in God. Amen. He now had the imprint of the beast in him. Amen. That temple which is the bundle of God now became the temple of what? Of idols. A defiled temple, amen. A temple of darkness, hallelujah. But once you have this revelation... Amen. Hallelujah. So in Genesis, in John chapter 17, verse 24, Jesus Christ mentions in a prayer again, says that, Father, I will that thou, they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, and they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou hast loved me, or thou lovest me before the foundation of the... Now listen to it properly. Listen to those words. Can you say that? Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Amen. There is a love that actually each and every one of us have lost the consciousness of. Amen. Do you know we are meant to walk in oneness in love with God? In God, as God. Amen. The love is so strong that we become like inseparable. Amen. Seeing us is seeing who? Is seeing God. Hallelujah. But that place is only before this world was. It is in that realm that was before this world came. It was, amen. And Jesus Christ had a revelation. And he says that what? Father, I go to the Father. I go back to the glory in God. I ascend back to the Father. Hallelujah. And this is the pattern each and every one has to go. We have to now begin to look for a way to get back to the glory in God. Each and every one of us. What we should be struggling for is what? Is how to be found in him. Like Paul says in a letter to the Philippians. That I may be found in him. Amen. That I may be joined to the Christ. Hallelujah. Because if you are not joined to the Christ, the wrath of God abides in you. The wrath, the indignation, the curse abides in you. If you are not joined to that love of God. If you are not joined to that body. Hallelujah. So all the struggle of Jesus, his groaning and his travails was to be found. That's Jesus himself, was to be, you know, was to maintain himself in that glory cloud. Do you know Jesus Christ was caught up to a cloud? Do you know it was the Holy Ghost, the cloud of glory came in the form of a dove, or landed in, you know, descended in him as a dove? Amen? So that Jesus Christ, Jesus himself at that point was joined to the Christ, was joined in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We're talking of that eternal body.
Yes.
Amen. And that same glory, notice that if at the end of the day Jesus Christ was caught up, the Bible says he was taken up in a cloud. The same way Elijah was taken up. Amen.
Amen.
And if you remember Elisha saw Elijah being taken up, Elisha shouted, "Father, Father, the horsemen of Israel and the chariots." You see it? It's prophetic. Hallelujah. We're not trying to say that Elisha had a revelation of the Father like we have today. But we're telling in shadows today that God, all of us have to ascend back to the Father. Amen?
Amen.
We have to go back and be one with the Father. That is when things will become good for us. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us try to be like other people. We just want to live the work of God and try to be like other people. But you discover the more you try to be like other people, the more you will only fail. Amen. The only thing that somebody can do is to do what? Is to be joined to God in oneness. The only thing that we can do is to go back to reunite with the Father. Hallelujah. Now, something that was interesting in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 21. John had a revelation. You know what is there? John had a revelation of what? Of the new heaven and the new earth. Amen? Now, the new heaven and the new earth is actually the creation of God that is to come. It is the world that is to come. It is the age that is to come. Amen? You remember Jesus Christ says that when the Holy Spirit will come, he will teach you all things. Amen? Jesus specifically said that what will happen, that the Holy Spirit will what? He will show you things to come. He will teach you things to come. Because when I speak with so much with this kind of authority, at times people question me and ask me, who told you? Have you been there? But the work of the Spirit, the work of the Spirit of God is to teach you of this world to come. It's to teach you of this glory to come. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit leads you to the end of the world. Now let us tell you, when you say end of the world, mark it, end of the world, it does not talk of the last 24 hours or anything. End of the world is a transcending from this lower realm into the kingdom of God. Amen. When you are taken out of this realm of darkness into the kingdom of light, that is the end of the world. Paul says what? When Paul wrote a letter to the Corinthians, he says, to us upon whom the ends of the world has come. The ends of the world come to we as we find ourselves in Christ. Amen. It's not like in the last 24 hours. Amen. And for God's sake, we should never expect that the whole body of Christ is perfected one day. No, people expect some kind of manifestation that there will be sons of God all over the world performing this and that at one time. And then the whole work will be finished. No. That Christ is being revealed. He has been revealed right from the days of Pentecost. Amen. Through the body. Hallelujah. And it is a continuous process. Amen. The only thing is that the world does not recognize the body when it comes. Hallelujah. It happens in a secret manner, in a secret fashion. Amen. Remember Jesus when he healed the blind person? What did he do? First of all, he held the person by the arm and led him out of the city. Then he spat on his face, on his eyes, and the man could see. And he told the man, "Shh, don't tell anybody. Go your way." Amen. That is the secret work of God. Amen. God does not need to show off like we men. Hallelujah. He works in mysterious ways. Hallelujah. Amen. The impact, the major impact of God's work is seen in the spirit realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That is where the spirit is and they bow. But people who look on the outward for signs, they rarely get to know the Christ when they see him manifesting people. Amen. The Bible says, you shall not hear his voice in the marketplaces. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a secret work. Hallelujah. It's a work that, you know, people around you might not recognize the kingdom of God as it is being constructed. You might even have family members. Amen.
Amen.
You might be sleeping on the same bed. Amen. And one will be taken. And the other one will be what? He will be left. He will continue on with his sleep. His nightmare. Amen. The other one is gone into glory. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how the work of God is a mysterious work. Hallelujah. He can be moving in a way and people might not know. Now, Jesus Christ right now is very popular all over the world. And people hear of him all over the world. But I tell you, when Jesus Christ appeared on the earth, at that point in time, he was not, nobody knew, it was, they only knew him in some parts of Israel. Nobody knew, they didn't know him in other parts of the world. Amen. God did not need to come down with fire, you know, and manifest Jesus, you know, all so the whole world will see him like that. No. God does not think like we think. We men would like physical, outward manifestation.
Sure.
Sure, but it's not, God does not work that way. Hallelujah. I'm saying this so that you, everybody, as you get this revelation, take it as your duty to enter into God's kingdom. You don't have to begin to wait for the whole body of Christ to be perfected. Amen. Hallelujah. You know the dreams of people, they say that there'll be people here doing this and that. No. Individually you enter. Hallelujah. Amen. As you are entering here now, a brother is entering somewhere in America or in Africa, you know. Hallelujah. The redemption work is continuous. It's a chain process. Hallelujah. So in John, in Revelation chapter 21, John saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down. Amen.
Amen.
And the first heaven and the first earth, that's this one that we know, was no more. And there was no more sea. And I John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. You see, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and he himself will be with them and be their God. Hallelujah. And God will wipe away what? All tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a test of the fountain of the water of life freely. Listen to this word. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. You see it? Doesn't this rhyme with John, first with the book of John chapter 1? He says, to those that what? Believe, he has given them power to become what? Sons of God. He says that to those that overcome, what does he do? To those that overcome, or to anyone that overcome, I will be his God and he shall be my son. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And you shall inherit all these things. No more tears, no more sorrows, no more bitterness, no more pains, no more anguish of soul. Hallelujah. Those things that torment you, those things that hurt you, those things that have weighed you down all these years will be what? Will be lifted up from you. Hallelujah. Because you come into the light of life. Hallelujah. You come into your true identity. You come into your true inheritance. Hallelujah. And you begin to realize in that day that all things are under you. and you rule over all things. This is the place God is bringing all of us to. The whole body of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody sharing the same anointing, the same power, the same love. Hallelujah. Everything one. Amen. And this is God's glorious kingdom. Now, the Bible says a new heaven and a new earth, which is actually that same heaven and the same earth that was in the beginning. Hallelujah. But it is new because the people have forgotten, you know, have lost the knowledge of it. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will bring a remembrance. Amen. The Holy Spirit will come to remind you. He put these things in remembrance. He comes to remind you of things that you have what? You have forgotten. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know when a man dies, it's like it's a land of forgetfulness. Amen. Or somebody in a mental condition can't even, he might lose all consciousness of his true self. Amen. You know, but when you come awake, when you become awake, when you arise from the dead, you now begin to, you know, remember things that you had forgotten. The Spirit comes to remind us. Hallelujah. He comes to give us, to you know, understanding of our true nature, our true inheritance, who we are, what we are, our true relationship with God. Amen. Hallelujah. That is why it is good to what? To listen to the Spirit. Amen. That is why it is good to have what they call fellowship with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Do you know, I've been with brethren, I've been with, how do you call it, with brethren, and at times you try to share word with them, they don't want to listen. They're not interested in words. Hallelujah. But John, the Apostle John, in the book of 1 John, you know, he says what? He says that the thing, 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen.
Amen.
Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Now listen carefully. He says that the thing that causes us to what? To overcome this world, to enter into this place of victory, is our faith. And how do you have your faith? How do you get faith? You get faith by what? Hearing. Amen. That's why Jesus Christ says what? Mind how you hear. To him that he has, more will be given. But to him that does not have, even the little which he thinks he has will be taken away from him. It's a very, 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 very strong statement there. Hallelujah. When we listen, and awareness increases, that is how we can now enter into our rest. Hallelujah. It's by listening to the Spirit of God. It's by entering into fellowship. Hallelujah. It's by separating ourselves from the appearances of evil. Hallelujah. And listening to the voice of the Spirit. Hallelujah. That is the only thing that we need. That is the solution. And as we listen day and night, day in and day night, meditating in his presence. Hallelujah. A transformation occurs in us. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why the Bible says that at the sounding of the last trumpet, the sounding of the last trumpet, which is the last message. Amen. That's the evangel. That is the gospel. Amen. In the twinkle of an eye. You have to have only an eye. Just one eye. That eye is a spiritual eye that is listening, perceiving, receiving. We are transformed. We are transformed. We are transported from this kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that no more sea. Have you seen the bottom of the sea? The sea normally has what they call the deep or the abyss. That's the dark, dark bottom part of the sea.
Yes.
You know, some part of the seas, you know, some people have not yet been able to explore some parts, certain depths of the sea. You know that? There's some certain depths of the sea that people have not yet been able to reach, eh? Because the pressure, the conditions there are what? Are unbearable. Amen. Unbearable conditions. Even, you know, crafts. We're talking of crafts. To some very deep, deep places, they've been able to send some kind of unmanned crafts. but they've not been able to yet explore to the uttermost depths. So we just call it like a bottomless pit. Amen. It's darkness. And the conditions there is death. Amen. Hallelujah. That is the source of iniquity. That is the source of all the darkness and all the evil in this world. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's in the hearts of men. It's all over. But all that darkness, it fades away as this new creation comes to being. This spiritual world of God. Hallelujah. It's a new creation. Creation of God. A new heaven, a new earth where dwelleth righteousness. Hallelujah. In that place, you don't die anymore. Or rather, you become aware that you don't die anymore. That you cannot really die. Amen. Amen. If you shed your body, you're only just shedding your body. It doesn't mean you are dead. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You're just here in this physical world at times for 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, 20 years. That's if you're even lucky. Or rather, what people call lucky. Amen. And after that, you are gone for infinity. Amen. So, in actual fact, this realm here, living in a realm after the flesh, is only a dream. First way, just a first life. Hallelujah. The moment we get a revelation of our true form, revelation of our place in God, we have to arise now. Like Jesus said, I go to the Father. Amen. Amen. Father, glorify me with the glory I had before I descended into this physical world of appearances. Before I descended into this mess. Father, restore me back to my peace. Hallelujah. Father, restore me back to my faith, to my all power. Hallelujah. You know the faith that God's talking about, walking with love? Amen. In that place, if you know that you love the Father and the Father loves you, anything that you ask for will be done. Amen. That is the realm of what? Of impossibilities becoming possible. Hallelujah. Because what? Because you know you please the Father. Amen. It's just like you were a good child. If you please your parents, if you ask your parents for something, would you get it? That is the faith that works in us when we are reunited back to the Father. Amen. When we now walk face to face with Him as a father and son relationship, no more as enemies. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope we've enjoyed this message. So God wants us to go back to that beginning. Hallelujah. He wants to restore us back to that place in Him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed as you prepare yourself for this great calling in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.